Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, my God. She's back.
We're not there yet. I can't just jump into that.
No, we can't.
That's too much.
Because we have high hopes.
You know what? We have high apple pie in the sky hopes. That's what we had for her.
We had high hopes.
High apple pie in the sky hopes. That's what we had.
Yes, we did. Right?
You know what else we had? You know what else I had high hopes for? The Toronto Blue Jays. My team.
Have high in the apple pies hopes for them?
I did. Right? Because three is the magic number. Right? Uh-huh. So I am completely with high hopes. I've got high hopes. I've got high apple pie in the sky hopes. And I'm done with that shit now.
For the Jays.
And now I'm done. All right? Samantha? All right? I feel we need to explain. I feel that right now there's a bunch of people going, what the fuck is that just about?
That was all just for our editor, our audio editor.
And I need to explain it.
Johnny.
So here's the thing, friends of the podcast. In recent years, myself and John Jamingo have had a very heated debates and contests and competitions over his Philadelphia Phillies.
Bets.
And my Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes.
And my Toronto Blue Jays have always won.
Yes.
So years ago, we had said whoever won had to sing their theme song.
Yes.
Right? Jays have always won.
Yes.
John's always had to sing.
Yes.
So then this year, there was no bet.
There was no bets.
There was no talk.
No.
Right? Nobody cares about baseball.
Nope.
Only Lisa cares about baseball. But the Phillies played the Jays, and the Phillies won two games.
Mm-hmm.
Jays lost.
Mm-hmm.
So then John Jamingo thought he'd be all with it, and he thought we needed to sing the song. Well, I disagreed, because guess what? Most people, before you have a bet, they lay the rules out. There was no rules. So that's what you got, John Jamingo. Right? Good times.
We hope you enjoyed that.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed that. Right? A little bit of fun just for him.
Oh, my God. But you have bigger news to share.
I'm pregnant. Oh, no, I'm joking.
Hi.
Probably shouldn't have ever even joke about
that,
right? No,
you really shouldn't.
Oh, great. Now I will be.
But now you're revealing that you've brought your bicycle back up.
We're biking. And that's all. It's enough, right? Good God. That's why on today's Would You Rather, any woman that says she wants to be promiscuous, I'm going to say you're all a bunch of liars. Liars, right? So you're already lying when you think you don't. Only one person admitted that she lies, and it's me. Everybody else, I'm going to be promiscuous. I'm going to be a slut. I'm going to have too much sex. Oh, bullshit. Well, I'll tell you who's not doing that. That's this girl. Right? But yes, I do have...
I think the HHG is with you on that one.
Right? She's my partner, right?
Not everything's a sign, right?
Right? We tag team on that, right? We got to stay... Now she's going to be mad that I didn't stay true, right? Because I think she was hoping that I was never going to do it. I think she was thinking... We're off the hook forever,
oh
aren't
God.
We?
We have revealed the biggest secret in the pandemic world.
Right?
Lisa is off the bike. Or Lisa's on the
Lisa's
bike.
Lisa's on the bike, right? Yes, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So crazy. Okay, enough about that. Let's talk about my real big news. I got a car.
She got a car.
Right? We finally got a car.
Finally, you agreed on something.
Right? Saturday, we went and we did our car shopping.
I think that's a bigger deal that you actually finally agreed.
Yeah, I think I won.
You got your white car.
I got the white car.
You got your white car.
Right? So we just bought a cute little compact car, right? Because you know what? We don't got kids. What do we got? We got some groceries.
That's
really all we got, right? We don't got people in the back seat.
No.
So it's got lots of headroom, and it was in our budget.
Yeah.
Because remember, we were like very far away on our budget.
Yes.
It was in our budget. But you know what? There's still like you got your budget, and then there's still like a ton of other expenses that make it out of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you go out of your budget, and then you pay all those expenses, makes it even more out of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Now you're just paying for it.
Yeah, that's great. So we test drove a black car, and I think Mike was like, eh. And I'm like, can we just try one other car? And he's like, which one? The one right beside it. It's white. We'll take the white one, please.
Yeah.
right? The guy's like, do you want to drive it? I'm like, I don't need to drive it. It's good. It's white. That's all I care about. I'm not going to be driving it most of the times anyways.
Oh my God. That's all you wanted out of a car was that it'd be white.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And when we first took the black one out for a test drive, I'm like, this is not going to work for me. Right? This is, how am I going to get out of this car? Right? How am I getting around? And I just, I think we should just try two cars, right? Nobody should just buy the first car they test drive. Let's just try the next car.
Yes.
Oh, it just happens to be white.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Oh, right? And then, of course, being the salesperson that I am, once it's just Mike and I in the white car, I'm like, you know what? The interior, it doesn't seem as plasticky. Feels like it's like a better seat. Like, I feel more secure. Right? You know, like, it just seems like this year.
you were selling him that car.
I was upselling that car, you bet, yeah.
The salesman should have paid you a commission.
Probably should have. Probably, I think I should text him. I think I should get a cut in this deal.
I think you should take off $1,000.
I really did sell the car. I really sold the car. Yeah,
oh my
not
God.
You. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so now we have...
Okay, but I have a question.
Okay.
When you guys were looking for cars that day...
Yeah.
Was the salesman talking to both of you or just one of you?
I think he was talking more to me.
Really?
Yeah, I felt he was looking more at me.
Really?
Yeah. But Mike doesn't ask a lot of questions.
No, your question,
right?
You're that girl.
Yeah, I'm like, I got some questions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I didn't feel that he was like being more towards the man than the woman at
okay.
all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is good, right?
Because
then
good.
I would have had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going somewhere else.
Yeah, right? I'm not happy here.
We done.
We done, right?
We done.
Right? Because guess who's... I get to use it too, you know. It's my car too. Right? But now, the nice thing now, we're not trailer park trash.
No, it's all done.
Yeah, right?
And now you got to bubble wrap your car because someone's going to touch it.
Someone's going to touch it. Someone's going to touch it, right? Exactly. Right? Now I can listen to the podcast in the car.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I can do that now.
Nice.
That's our upgrade, right?
That's a good upgrade.
Yeah,
it's a good upgrade. Did you have a sunroof?
Nope. Didn't need it, right? Because we had one in the other one. Never
no, you
used
never
it.
Used it.
Never
I
used
never
it.
Used mine.
No, right?
It's hot on my head. Why would I do that?
Exactly, right? And it's windy. Why? Like, it makes, I don't get the whole,
no.
Right? Now that we've had one, I'm like, kind of over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what I did notice, right, is that the guy paired up my phone to the.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, until I remembered, I need to get rid of that, right? Because it also shows all my texts. It's not my husband's business. That's my business. Right? So you imagine, right? Because if it showed me all
of
Mike's
texts. Well, you're in the car. It only pairs up to your phone when you're in the car.
Yeah. But if I'm in the car.
With him.
How do I know? He's not like snooping at my stuff. That's my stuff, not his stuff. So I had to.
I think you've got things to not show him.
I don't have things not to show him. But if I ever have things not to show him, it's mine not to show. Right?
Okay.
It's a Snoopy car.
All right, Sneaky Betty.
Yeah, it's a little Snoopy. It's a little too Snoopy for me.
Snoopy
That's what
car.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, bigger
can't believe
deal.
We just revealed all. Dear the HHG, sorry.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
This in no way means that anything else needs to happen.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay, I got to move on.
Okay.
I was the most proudest Canadian, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one.
Yes.
During the Emmys on Sunday.
I know.
It was such a proud moment.
I was proud.
That Schitt's Creek basically swept the comedy category.
It really did.
Swept it.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing for me, after Eugene Levy wins one for leading actor in a comedy series, it pans back to Jimmy Kimmel, and he's like, well, the streets of Saskatoon must be in chaos. And I'm like, did he just say Saskatoon?
He just said Saskatoon.
What the hell?
Yep, right?
And I was like, people know where Saskatoon is?
I know, right?
And he said it right.
And what just made him pick Saskatoon?
I know.
Out of the blue.
I know.
That was kind of cool.
That was
cool.
So cool. I thought that was really cool.
You know what? I'm so close to thinking about watching it. I'm not quite there yet.
Oh, my God.
But okay. I'm getting there.
I don't even know how to speak to you right now.
But I'm thinking about it.
Whatever. Right? Hey, let this convince you. They won 7
I know.
Emmys.
I know. What would convince me more is if I didn't have to start at season one.
Start at season one. You have to start at the beginning.
That's what I don't like.
You have to start at the beginning. They won. Okay, so this should mean how great they are.
Yes.
Eugene Levy, lead actor. Catherine O'Hara, lead actress.
Dan Levy.
Dan Levy for supporting, and I can't remember the other girl's name. Why do I always blank on her name?
But she won too.
And she won too. His sister Alexis.
Yeah.
They all won for acting.
Yeah.
It won for best directing. It won for the series.
They did
itself.
Really good.
They did incredibly
they did awesome.
Well.
They did awesome.
And costumes.
Yeah.
Because the weird shit that Moira Rose wears is bonkers.
Yes. Exactly.
And I love it.
So, way to go, guys.
Can you just watch it from the beginning?
I'm going to think about it.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I'm going to think about it.
All right.
All right. But some sad news last Friday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? RBG died.
RBG.
Right? The notorious RBG.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Right?
I know.
Super sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, super, super sad because, and I'm not American, right?
No.
So she didn't really affect our world. But as women, she still did affect our world. Because look at the great things she did for women in America.
Exactly.
Right? And she's just like a 4 foot tall little go-getter.
Yep.
Right? And the world's going to miss her. And I think that I've watched lots of shows on her in the last like couple nights.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very, very impressive.
I think that the world lost someone who fights for the rights of women and for people in general, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And whoever follows in her footsteps
will not be that good.
Well,
no, I think the bar is set. Right?
Here's hoping.
And you know what the whole thing is that she really wanted to live long enough for the election to be over.
Yeah.
Right? Because she didn't want all the stuff that's going on now, which is how
She wanted the new president. She didn't want to die before a new president was elected.
Right. Exactly. Right. And unfortunately, pancreatic cancer.
Ugh. It's horrible.
It doesn't do that.
No, it's horrible.
But you know what? Hopefully, right, there'll be somebody good to take her place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And I think she gave like lots of women like just amazing courage.
I should hope so.
Yeah, I think she's awesome.
I think that she left an incredible legacy, and like people who leave that kind of legacy, you can go back to it to remind yourselves of the path that we should be on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Exactly. Which brings me to our girl, Wendy Williams.
Oh, Wendy.
Samantha.
She's carved a bit of a path.
So her show premiered.
Yes.
We were looking forward to it.
Yes.
What did we think? Oh, Let's just. We love her.
I love Wendy Williams.
I love Wendy
Doesn't
Williams.
Matter what she does.
But she was a hot mess.
She was a hot mess.
Hot
but
mess.
She, I think that she was very emotional.
She was.
There was. We thought maybe she was under the influence. I don't think she was.
I think that she takes like anti-anxiety medication. I think she takes like Ativan. And maybe takes too much of it sometimes.
I don't know.
Right?
I can't speak to that because I have no clue.
Yeah.
But I think that...
But there's a reason why she used to be on radio and not TV.
Maybe.
I think. Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I like her on TV because I like to see what she does and I love to hear what she says.
Like when she was talking about like her cats... And then, like, but then her story was making zero sense, right?
Well, because, and it's just zinging through her brain, I think.
Well, I think, and as somebody, like, as somebody who can just speak without thinking, sometimes that's me too, right? Like, I just say it as it hits
my
brain.
Oh, my God.
She tells a funny story on one of her shows about how she was something about eating trash from her garbage can.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, don't tell me you haven't got into your own garbage. You got the toothpick still in the sandwich, and it's your garbage, and you just made that, and you go in. Oh, yeah, come on. You've all gone into your own garbage. And I'm like, I've never eaten out of my garbage can, Wendy. So sometimes I think the things she says are so out there.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Oh, my God. You know what? And I've watched her faithfully since Monday.
I know.
Even this morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta watch me some Wendy.
Right?
I gotta roll with it.
Her heart is so good.
Her heart is hilarious.
Yeah. That's what works
well. She's the real... She is, like, all about the real people.
Yeah, she really is.
Because she is as excited about hot topics and the gossip as the rest of us.
I know, which is so cool.
So,
right? Which
that's
is
the
so
beauty.
Cool. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, but while I was watching the first episode, like, the premiere episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't talk today. They were doing this thing with one of the viewers.
Yeah.
And she gave the viewer a mask. That I would literally, like, trample people for.
Maybe you can buy it on our website.
Because it was just a black mask, but then it flashed, how you doing?
How you doing?
In, like, neon letters.
You should check our website. Awesome. I bet you they sell them.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I need one of those. Oh, my God. I need one of those.
I need one of those, right? Something you probably never thought you'd say a year ago.
Yeah.
Right?
How you doing?
How you doing?
In a mask.
I need that mask. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, because it's been the week of premieres.
Oh, yes.
Right? Ellen.
Yep.
Right? Ellen premiered her show.
Oh, there's some backlash.
Oh, you know what? I'm kind of mad at the backlash. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to be honest, right? I'm an Ellen fan. Mm-hmm. Right? And always have been. And I think that, so it's her monologue and her apology that was under scrutiny, right?
Yep.
Because people didn't like the fact that, that she mixed some jokes into it. Mm-hmm. So first off, she's a comedy show. Mm-hmm. Second off, right? She's a comedian. Mm-hmm. So what did you think?
I thought that she addressed what I think people were hoping that she would address. Yes. I think she did level it with some comedy, some humor.
Yeah.
I think that the people that are upset with her will continue to be upset with her.
We're always going to be upset with her.
I think no matter what she said, I don't think that they are going to let go of this anytime soon.
Right.
And that's up to them.
Yeah.
Right? It's how they feel about it.
I felt she owned it.
Yeah. And to be honest, that's not my concern.
Yeah.
Because this is Ellen and this is how she's choosing to deal with it as the head of her show.
Yeah.
And this is what she gets to say.
She does not now say at the end, be kind.
Nope.
Right?
No, because she explained that I think she got rolled into something.
Being the be kind lady is not easy.
No.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah. So right? I think that she's learned some stuff from this.
Yeah.
I think that she's now going to reshape it a bit. And that's her prerogative. And I guess if those who are still upset with her, then there's more conversation to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
For
but
sure.
It's like you said today, right? Like Ellen said too, you know, people have bad days. People are mad. People are sad. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just the fact that she's under the gun.
Yep.
More.
Yep.
Which brings me to my other beef that I brought to you today about Lady Gaga. Does the same rules apply? So friends of the podcast, as you know, and we're still going to talk about it. We're just not there yet.
Uh-huh.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going to get right into it. But I saw on YouTube a clip of Lady Gaga and she's watching the Tiger Queen. Mm-hmm. And she's laughing hysterically at her.
Yeah.
Is that good or is that bad?
It's probably bad for her image.
Because she's Lady Gaga. Because
she's Lady Gaga.
Inclusive, loves everybody, mm-hmm. right? Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Right? You and I, when we get to that part of our show, we're going to laugh. We're going to make fun.
Because nobody cares what we think.
We got no opinion. Nobody gives a shit what we think. We got no pull. We got nothing.
Yeah.
We just got me and you.
Okay, then let's examine that. Why do we think that her laughing at the Tiger Queen is worse than us laughing at the Tiger Queen?
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
She is who she is.
Yeah.
Just because she has a name, she's a famous person and is recognizable out on the street.
Her words get scrutinized.
She gets scrutinized. Yeah. Yeah. Right? So that's not right either.
It's not right.
Then we shouldn't laugh at the Tiger Queen.
No, but she's funny.
You shouldn't put her on the Dancing with the Stars then.
Right? But then the people on Entertainment Tonight had a good point, and they said that there's some people that they put on that are great dancers, mm-hmm. and there's other people that they put on for comedic value for the show.
For sure there is.
Because it's a variety show.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, yeah, I get it.
And do you think, okay, so then that being said, do you think that the Tiger Queen, Carol Baskin, mm-hmm. knew that going on to this show, she would be under scrutiny.
For sure.
And that people would have opinions.
For sure.
So then don't be surprised when people do. And they're very much going to put it in your face.
Carol Baskin said that she's okay with the hate mail. She's okay with the ridicule because it just still brings more people to the cats.
And to be honest, why is there hate mail against the Tiger Queen?
Because she killed her husband.
We don't know
but it's still under investigation.
Okay, we're speculating that maybe potentially that might have happened, and I made a joke about it last week, so yes, I'm right there with you.
Right.
But is it necessary to give her hate mail?
You know what? It's
you don't know this person. You're not even a member of the family.
We don't need to hate.
What? I don't understand that.
I think we can laugh, but we don't need to hate.
No.
Right?
Hate mail is unnecessary.
Exactly. I agree.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Okay. Because I think you have the bigger deal with this.
What?
So I'm going to ask you.
Tell me.
What's the verdict on Kelly being back in the studio?
I just want her at home. I just want her to be at home.
I knew you were going to say
right? I just, I ask for very little in the world, Samantha. Very little do I ask for, right?
Oh, my God.
I ask for a good hot dog every now and then.
Yes.
I ask for crinkle fries with gravy and Kelly to be at home. That's all I want is just Kelly to be at home. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
She's not at home.
She's not at home.
No.
I didn't mind it.
I have no comments.
It was awkward, though.
It's awkward, right? Because, you know, there's a difference between awkward in the studio. To me, it seems unpolished and not professional. Awkward at home? That's okay. You at home, right? You at home.
There's a level of awkwardness that you're okay with.
Because you at home, right? You walk into the studio, uh-huh. expected you're putting on your polished shoes and you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You're at home.
It's like the dress rehearsal. Uh-huh. You can make some mistakes.
But she sang lovely.
She's got
though.
A great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
Yeah.
That's all I can do.
Okay.
That's all I can do. Pop-Tarts dipped in pancake batter and then deep fried. Sounds delightful.
Sounds like a heart attack.
Well, I can tell you it certainly does. Right? Been there and done that, and I didn't get to have a Pop-Tart.
Dipped in pancake batter and deep fried.
I think it sounds wonderful.
It does sound wonderful, right? With ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Then it's a breakfast, not a dessert. No, then it's a dessert,
not
a breakfast.
Then it's a dessert.
I think of Pop-Tarts as a breakfast food.
It's not.
I think of it as a breakfast.
It is not a breakfast
food. Yeah, that's the only time I would ever eat a breakfast or a bedtime snack.
Oh, my God, that is so much sugar before you go to bed.
I would never eat it in the daytime. I would think it's not the right snack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right?
Seriously?
No. What I will be eating in the daytime right now will be fruit.
An a lot of it.
Of fruit. Friends of the podcast, I need to vent. So today was grocery shopping day.
Yes.
Right? On the grocery shopping list, I had 4 apples. I wanted 4 apples bought. I don't care what type of apples. I just want to see 4 of them. That was the only fruit. What I got was 4 apples, 5 nectarines, and 5 plums. Samantha.
So he paid attention to the fact you only wanted 4 apples, but then overshot with 5 plums and 5 nectarines.
Knew that in the summer I loved the plums and the nectarines. Hence the key phrase, in the summer.
In the summer.
We're one day into the fall, right? Those are summer
this
foods.
This is day 2. Can you please pay attention?
They are, yeah, I know, but those are summer foods. Apples are all year. Nectarines and plums are summer foods. Not fall foods.
I don't think there is a winter fruit other than pumpkin and a squash is a vegetable. So there you go.
I think you're right. I don't think there really is a winter fruit.
Other than apples.
Summer fruit. And bananas are generic too. Ugh. I think bananas are any season.
I haven't eaten a banana in forever.
No. But bananas I think could be any season. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, I'm disappointed in bananas. Remember you used to be able to go into a grocery store and you could tell how good of a grocery store it was by its bananas? That's what the world needs to go back to. We need to be able to judge things and how great they are based on bananas.
Bananas.
Right? Because you go into a store and the bananas look good because they're always front and center. Mm-hmm. You know you're in a good place. Mm-hmm. You go into a store and the bananas are all green and bruisy.
Gross.
You're not in a good place.
Don't do it.
I think things need to be based on bananas.
Okay.
Right? I think they do.
Well, apparently, according to in your world, the world... has very strong views on pie. Your Tuesday Facebook, as always, Lisa, controversial.
Controversial. I don't even think it's going to be, and then all of a sudden it is.
We have splintered our Facebook group of friends. Way to go.
I don't even know if there's a favorite. They were all over the place. Right?
Yeah. I think a couple people were with me, and we said goodbye to cherry pie.
And a lot of people were saying bye to banana, which
and
is
chocolate.
Fine with me. And chocolate.
And chocolate.
Which I didn't think made any sense.
Not too many got rid of pumpkin, because, hi, you shouldn't.
No.
You really shouldn't.
But Christine, I don't know how to say her last name. Christine, how do you, Sowiak. And I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, so I apologize. But Christine, friend of the podcast, mentioned on one of the things that she had wrote that her favorite pie is sour cream and raisin. And she said that she was afraid to say that.
I don't even know what that is.
But you should be afraid. And I'm like, yeah, because we're going to talk about that.
Well, because I don't know, like...
What is sour cream and raisin pie?
How do you make that?
What is that? Are you just eating, like, a big mouthful of sour cream?
No, I feel like that's not it.
It sounds ew.
No, I feel like there might be some sugar involved in that.
And, like, I like the raisins.
No, I don't. See, and I would be like, ew.
But I would need to know what, like, the crust looks like. like
you needed
filling.
More information.
I needed more information, right? And I didn't ask about it, right?
Oh my god!
But I felt I needed more information.
There was people like naming one, you know, 1 to 6, what their pie was like. Right? I think John threw it in there. And then
Tracy Rogers wanted nothing to do with chocolate pie. And I'm like, really? She's like, why do I need to eat pudding in a pie? And I'm like, but if it has a graham crust, just put graham in the. I'm like, all right, got it. People had a reason for everything.
Yeah, it was funny.
Right?
And then all of a sudden, people got on a kick about key lime pie.
Yeah.
And then there was...
Shannon, Shannon Moore Martin, is that who was started?
I think so,
and
maybe.
She was like, talking about key lime pie. And
people were talking about key lime pie.
And Luke had issues with the pie. But this week, I thought Luke was not controversial. And I'm like, what's with Luke? Luke's too agreeable this week, right? Right? I'm like, he's agreeing too easily. He can't just be all about thinking pie is good.
No.
Right? Because he always got opinions.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Oh, my God. It was really funny, too.
My friend Dwayne Wyatt from Stayner, again, 4th week in a row, Stayner people picking the same banana pie. I'm like, it's 4 weeks in a row, buddy. Right? Must be something from where we're from.
Oh, my God. Okay, but there was a new Facebook friend. That I'd never heard of before, but Jenny Knott knew who she was. Nancy Riskin.
Yes.
Ruskin?
Ruskin? I think a Risk. R-I.
Riskin?
Yeah.
And Nancy, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the group.
I don't think that she's new. I think maybe she's been quiet.
Oh.
Yeah.
But now she's in it.
Now she's in it.
She's in it to win it.
Right? And then I was so surprised late last night as I was going through it when I should have been sleeping, but I wasn't. And I saw, and then all of a sudden I saw Jenny Knott was like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay, is there a Stayner connection? Because I was trying to figure out how Jenny Knott, because she's from where I'm from, mm-hmm. how Jenny Knott would know this name. And I'm like, okay, so the name doesn't sound familiar to me.
No.
And then she loves Jenny. Everybody loves Jenny.
Yeah.
Right? I love Jenny. Right? We all love Jenny. Right? And I'm like, that's the common denominator. It's Jenny Knott.
Jenny Knott.
Right? Go figure.
Yeah. So welcome, Nancy.
Welcome.
It's good to see you.
And I love the participation, right? I always tell Sam the night before, just be able to, hope you don't got a real busy day at work, because I think we're talking about pie this week.
And I'm like, holy smokes.
I'm like, I'm going to need your help.
Well, I mean, guys, that's what we're all about, right?
So much fun.
We just want you to bring your buddies to the group. Let's grow the group. Let's grow our group of friends. Let's make this a really good place to just talk about the stuff we want to talk about, laugh about what we want to laugh about, you know, and just come together and just make each other, you know, maybe just smile a little bit every day.
Samantha, if you think about it, right, we had 175 comments back and forth for a whole day about pie.
About pie.
And that's, you know what? That is like so not stressful.
No.
Right? We're not solving the world's problems, right? We're not finding the cure for the pandemic. We're not giving you the new secret to lose weight.
No.
We're just telling you that one flavor of pie gotta go. Right? And how much fun is that?
It was really
so crazy.
Fun. Yes. So, guys, you know, just bring your people to us and keep commenting and keep adding and bringing joy to us. And we hope to do the same for you. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. And it's www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And it's as little as $2 a month, really. $5 gets you the episode the day before we release it with extra content a couple of times a month. But this would be, if you want to support, this would be a great way to do it. We also have merch on Threadless. People have been showing us their bags, their totes,
their masks.
We've got cups and water bottles. Yep. So go to Threadless. It's www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And also we're part of Podbean. So you'll always see us, add in the Podbean link to catch the podcast, but really you can listen to us on any podcast app that you have. And we are part of Low Tree Studios Podcast Network, and you might want to check out the Jason and Mindy podcast or The Difference Between Us. They both have Jason and Mindy on it, and Jason and Mindy are the heads of the Low Tree Studios. Yep. So they're pretty awesome guys. So you might want to check them out.
Give them a check.
Yeah.
Samantha, here's something interesting. There's a town in Texas. They're trying to beat the world record for the number of ducks in a row. The current record is 17,000. They got 20,000. Are those little rubber ducky, you're the one.
So this is literally getting your ducks in a row?
20,000 ducks in a row to break a world's record. Why can't we break a cool record like that?
No.
Why?
Because I don't care.
I care. You get like a plaque and you get to be in the book.
my God.
Right?
I don't care about that.
I think it sounds awesome.
I don't care.
I thought it sounded so much fun. Right?
I think it's funny that they're literally getting their ducks in
they're
a row.
They're literally.
Literally.
Literally. Are you quoting Rob Lowe? Literally.
Literally.
Getting
I just
ducks.
Think it's funny that they're getting their ducks
all their ducks. All 20,000 ducks in a row. And here's the thing, though. They're overachievers. They're like you, right? Me? The record is 17,000. I'm doing 17,000 and one duck because that's me, right? You are an overachiever. You're doing 20,000 ducks. I'm like, the world record is set at one more duck.
Oh,
one is good,
God.
Right? That's the difference between me and you.
Okay, but I'm curious. Where did they get all the plastic ducks?
I don't know.
It's a lot of ducks.
It's a lot of ducks.
It's a lot of ducks. Like, is it the same duck so it looks cute?
Looked like the same duck.
Or is it like all the ducks that they could potentially find?
What I saw looked like the same ducks.
But is it like... So it's only fake ducks? It's not a real... Like, what if
fake
a real
ducks.
Duck wanted to come in?
You should get double points for a real
well,
duck.
Well, that could be 20,001.
That's true. If you got a real duck... Imagine a real duck might think these are like, hey, where are you going with my people?
Right?
What's going on over here?
What's going on over in the
right?
group?
Yeah.
How come I wasn't invited?
Why wasn't I invited, right? Because they're all fake yellow ducks, Mr. Duck. Right? That could be, hey? Right? And the duck's missing out.
It's like, hey, was there a duck convention nobody told me about?
I didn't get the email. I didn't get the email. Nobody texted me.
I didn't get the tweet.
I didn't get the tweet. Exactly, right? That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
Okay. So I was watching TV. And I saw a commercial and I'm like, what? There's a show that's called Dodgeball Thunderdome.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
The most extreme dodgeball game I've ever seen
like
in my life.
Like dodgeball, the game that in the 70s used to be called murder ball.
Yeah.
Okay, same game, right? But then they got friendly changed the name.
Oh my God. So... Murderball Dodgeball
right, okay.
is now Dodgeball Thunderdome,
yeah.
and it's like an obstacle course they have to get through, but you get attacked by all types and all sizes of
like
balls.
That. I don't like the sounds of that.
Hi, balls are coming at your head.
Sounds dangerous.
Balls are coming at your body. Balls are trying to knock you off of stuff.
Wow.
That's not right. Balls should not be doing
and
that.
Is that going to be on the TV?
Yes.
Really?
It's Dodgeball on TV.
Why do you want to join that game?
I don't know.
I never understood why people wanted to join dodgeball to start off with.
Because dodgeball's not nice. You get hit in the head. I don't care. That hurts.
Because people are just trying to hurt you.
That hurts,
They're
man.
Only...
It hurts.
It's like a wasp. Its only goal is to hurt you. That's like dodgeball. The only goal is to hurt you. Right?
Exactly.
That's not cool.
Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's too crazy.
Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, the ladies on The View, Whoopi... Namely,
yes.
was telling me to watch Cobra Kai because
it's personally
so well.
Whoopi told you to watch Cobra Kai?
Yeah, yeah.
Personally.
Well, pretty close.
Lisa, could you please watch Cobra Kai?
Well, she didn't use my name, but she was looking at me.
Are you sure?
She was looking at me on the screen.
Okay.
And she said I should watch Cobra Kai because it's really well written.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it.
All right.
Three episodes of it. Hi. Oh, my goodness. It's horrible.
Is it?
I think so. The HHG watched 20 minutes of it and she's like, and done. I'm like, okay. I said, I think you and I are the only people in the whole wide world, HHG, that are going to hate the show.
Oh, my God.
Because there's too many flashbacks back to the movie.
Oh, okay.
And two, Daniel LaRusse is a successful car salesman. And the blonde-haired cute guy, he's like a low-life bum who's going to do something better. And, oh, what's he going to do? He's going to have a dojo. Right? And I'm like, I don't get it. And then they all have kids, and the kids are bad, and some kids are good, and it's like bully and can you teach me how to be a karate guy? I'm like, what? Whoopi. Three episodes, and the best part of it was that each episode was only a half an hour.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch. So I watched three, and I'm like, this is not a good show.
No.
I don't get it. Why it's getting all this praise?
You're not going back to it.
Not going back. Not going back.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Not going back.
I haven't watched it, so I have no opinion.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't. It's not worth it. But what are we doing about Jerry from Cheer?
I think we'll have to watch and wait and see what happens to Jerry from Cheer.
Do you want to tell the world what happens?
I think the world should already know what happened to Jerry
Maybe
from Cheer.
Maybe they don't.
Okay, the Netflix show Cheer.
And you know Jerry.
And there was one of the cheerleaders was Jerry.
We wanted him to make it to the mat.
Everybody wanted it.
That was the goal.
Wanted him to make it to the mat.
Yeah.
And now he's being charged with bad things.
Right? Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Is allegedly differently than apparently?
I think allegedly is the legal term.
Okay. Allegedly. Jerry. made some movies.
Passes and yes.
And put just, smaller people in the leading
good.
Roles.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not good. It's not no, good for
and then
Jerry.
And then he like made a pass at some underage children, and I think they were teenage.
Jerry's got some
in
problems.
The teens. Yes, there's some issues. There's some issues.
Right.
Yeah, it's not good for Jerry.
It's not. I don't think it's looking good for Jerry.
No, and it's.
And if Jerry and if Jerry did these things, it shouldn't be good for Jerry.
No.
Right. Because it wasn't good for Jared.
No.
Right? So it shouldn't be.
No. I think it will play out how it needs to play out.
Well, yeah. Right? And then
it is unfortunate.
For sure. Because, you know, it was such a great show and very uplifting.
It was. Right? Yeah.
Doesn't mean that people don't have problems.
Nope. It does not. Right? It does not.
Just saying.
Okay. But speaking of Netflix.
Yes.
Why are you watching the Taco Chronicles?
I'm not watching it yet. I sent John a message asking if he was watching it.
Don't watch it because you're going to hate it. You want to know why?
Why?
I started watching it last night.
Yeah.
It's subtitled.
Oh.
It's in Spanish.
So I got to read.
Yep. So you're going to hate it.
I hate reading.
And you should just stop.
Really?
I mean, the food looked delightful.
Did it?
Yes. Huh. But you're going to hate it.
I just saw something about it. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if John, because John loves tacos.
You're going to hate it because it's subtitled.
Oh, I don't want to read my TV.
Yeah, I
right? I don't need to read my TV. God, I don't need to read TV.
No.
I don't need to read a book. I don't need to read. You know what I need to read? My tablet, my computer, my phone.
Yes.
That's it.
You can try.
No.
I'm just telling you right now.
Thank you.
It's subtitled.
That's a true friend right there. Thank you for that.
I thought I'd give it a go and
thank
you.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
But speaking of friends.
Yes.
That debuted 26 years ago.
How old does that make you feel?
Makes me feel old. Like I was in my 20s.
Yeah. Because I don't feel like I was in my 20s watching it. I feel like I could be in my 40s and 50s watching
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I felt younger, but apparently not.
No, right? No. And I don't know if I've watched as much Friends as I think I have.
I don't think I watched half as much as I probably...
No, because
I should probably
we were in our 20s.
Yeah. So I think I should go back and watch it. But I don't know if I have the patience.
My kid's sister watched all of it.
Really?
Yeah, because she likes that show. But, and then I remember just thinking, I think I've watched lots of it, but I don't ever remember thinking, okay, so Thursday night at 9 is Friends.
Yeah.
Because I think Thursday night at 9, I was out drinking $5 pitchers of beer.
Probably.
In my 20s.
Yes. Let's be realistic. Yeah. Yes, that was happening.
Yeah.
And I also feel like the same way when it comes to Sex and the City. You think you've watched all the episodes of Sex and the City, and then you realize you might have missed a couple.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Melrose Place, that was different. It was on a Monday. On a Monday. Mm-hmm. Not much happening on a Monday.
No.
Right? That and Party of Five, which I watched, but I always thought, I think I'm a little too old for. I'm just saying.
A little too old for Party of Five.
A little too old. You know what? Here's the funny thing. If we think back to then, to where we are now in 2020, you know what I've learned, Samantha?
What?
2020, everything gets a name. Everything gets a name in 2020. Right? So if Melrose Place was 2020, it would have a special name.
Yes, it would.
Right? Because everything gets a name. Mm-hmm. Right?
Everything that happens gets a name.
We name everything.
We name everything.
Right? It can't just be the pandemic. It's got to be the global pandemic of 2020. Right? Like, we need Barbara Walters now. Right? Like, she is too old probably to speak. But this is her year, right? Everything should be 2020.
2020.
Right? 2020. Everything, right?
Yes.
I can't work on a Sunday. 2020. Right? Everything gets a name. Right? I don't want a straw. We don't serve straws. 2020. Right? That's what we do in 2020. It's the year of no straws. 2020.
It's the year of naming everything.
Everything gets a name in 2020. It's so weird.
Everything gets to be scrutinized in 2020.
Yeah, right? In 1980, nothing got a name. We didn't care. Right? Nobody got names.
Nobody got a name.
Right?
1990, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Really, 2000, nobody really cared.
No.
2020?
Everything is a name.
Everything is a name.
Right? Everybody has a name. Everything gets a name. Every event, everything gets a name.
Gets a name.
And I don't know if, like, that's a lot of names to remember.
It is.
Right? Just seems crazy.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah. Just seems crazy.
But you know what I think it makes me think?
What?
We need a new drink.
And I got a drink for you. Okay? So this has been all over the TV. It's served at, and we should go next week, it's served at the Red Lobster.
What?
That's the commercial. It was from the Red Lobster. And it's called a Dew Garita.
A Dew Garita.
So it's a Mountain Dew-based margarita. At the Red Lobster.
At the Red Lobster.
At the Red Lobster.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Are you kidding?
No. I bet you it's sweet.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know why it's at the Red Lobster, but that's where it was, at the Red Lobster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A Dugarita. Yeah. Is that like a dirty martini? Which was what? What was a dirty martini?
I have no idea. No. I can't remember.
I missed that whole martini phase.
No, I never liked martinis.
No, my mom loved a good martini, but my mom would have never had anything other than a normal one.
I feel like your mom would have been a Cosmo.
Maybe.
A Cosmopolitan.
Maybe. My mom liked the drinks that were mostly the booze.
She would have liked a Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, like she liked a martini with like as many olives as you could give her, right? She liked a Manhattan. That's just booze and some ice. Right? She liked the classy drinks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The classy ones.
The classy ones.
So, but no offense, the Dugarita?
The Dugarita.
Doesn't sound very classy.
Doesn't sound, no, Wendy would not be having the Dugarita. She'd think that sounds like trailer.
It is. Right?
That sounds like a trailer drink.
I think that's like a Texas margarita.
Right? Just like my mom didn't think girls, proper girl doesn't drink her beer from the bottle. Right? Nothing horrified my mother more than cracking a bottle.
Oh, God.
She'd be like, what?
You get a glass.
Right? I didn't raise you to drink from a bottle. What are you going to do next? Just drink from the tap? Right? Forget to flush?
Oh,
that must be
God.
The next thing that you're going
to
do.
Don't forget to wear that bra.
Right? Exactly. Right? All these, like, such high expectations. Right? She had high expectations. Right? You're going to flush the toilet. Right? We're not going to play if it's yellow, let it mellow. Just flush it. Right? You're going to drink classy drinks and not drink beer from the bottle.
Yes.
Right? And you're going to wear a bra in public.
OMG.
Exactly. If I'm at home and it's like, and I like just been relaxing for the day, Michael wake up. Our mail usually comes around 5, speaking of bras. And if I've just had a lazy day, Michael come up and he'll wake up and he'll be like, oh, did you check the mail? No, I don't have a bra on. I won't even go down 3 flights of stairs
without a bra on,
right? And I live in the hood, right? And I live in the hood. Isn't that so funny? Yeah. I made a new dish.
What?
I made pigs in a blanket.
That's not new.
Well, it's new to me.
Uh-huh.
With the Pillsbury crescent rolls. Hee hee. Like those ones? You know those ones?
Yeah.
I made those.
Okay.
I made those crescent rolls.
Okay.
Yeah. And with the little wieners.
Uh-huh.
Because they just come as crescent rolls. So I invented the little wiener part because I just put those in on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And made them. And they were really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Dip them in a little mustard.
Congratulations.
They were so good. I think that we need to add that to the menu.
At the Boom Baby Bakery.
And cafe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right? Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
With Pillsbury crescent roll dough.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, woo! Right? Why do people invent new dough when Pillsbury has the best dough?
I don't know.
Like, why do we have to do a different dough?
Because people sometimes like to make their own dough. They like to feel homemade-y.
But you can be homemade-y in other ways.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
Be homemade in like what you put inside it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like if you're making a pie, be homemade that way. Not in the dough. God's given you the best dough. Pillsbury.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I'm just saying.
You feel very, very strongly about this.
Yeah, like on Beat Bobby Flay, they had somebody who they were making a pie and they're Bobby Flay making pie from like scratch. And I'm like, it's when you need the Pillsbury dough boy. Right? Where is he when you need him? That's what
oh
I think.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So we were talking about tater tots last week.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Okay.
Or no, we weren't talking about tater tots.
We're talking about
hash browns.
Yeah.
Okay. Tater tots. Where do they fit in?
I don't think that they're a hash brown. I think a tater tot is more a supper food.
But I think it's the dirty cousin. The dirty second cousin.
Do you really?
Of the hash brown.
Why do you think that?
Well, because hash browns can come round and compressed.
Yeah.
So that kind of hash brown feels like a tater tot, just flat.
Oh, I don't think that they're the same things at all. No, I think a round hash brown.
A tater tot, that is essentially a hash brown that got formed into a round cylinder.
But its proper name, though, Samantha, so you're saying it's the dirty cousin.
Uh-huh.
It's not. Its proper name is a potato gem. I've heard them called potato gems. Right?
It sounds like a potato poops it out. It's a gem.
It's a gem.
If
like
a potato
diamond.
Had that ability to poop out something.
That's what it would
be. It's a potato gem.
It's a potato gem. And that sounds better. Right? When I was in university, they would have,
oh
it would be
God.
Potato tot day, and
uh-huh.
people would be like, woo, it's potato tot day. That, and when it was Chinese food day.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because I lived in residence, right?
Yeah.
So you're always excited for, like, potato tots, tater tots.
Potato gems.
Potato gems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And again, there's a name for everything.
A name for everything, right? We name everything in 2020. I don't know. I don't have a problem with a tater tot, with a potato tot, a tater tot, whatever it's called. Uh-huh. But I don't want to eat it in my breakfast. I want to eat it at my supper.
I feel like it's a supper food as well.
For some reason.
Even though it's exactly like a hash brown.
But it's different size.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. It's a visual thing.
I think it's visual.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's visual.
All right.
So Mike and I spent the other night watching a million old clips, because he has a million old clips on the little stick of the soup. Do you remember the soup?
With Joe McHale.
When it was really good.
Yeah.
Right? Dunkadoo balls. Oh, my God. I was laughing. And like, but you know what? And then it was funny, right? Because as we were watching, and he has hours of them.
Really?
Yeah. Because he just gets like, I don't know. I don't know how you, I don't know.
Yeah, but Joe McHale has really, it's very dry humor.
Yes. And
all
that
is your husband.
Yeah. And all the clips. And it's funny. Everything is somehow, it's able to be traced back to me. Right? He's able to be like, oh, and this one reminds me of you. Clip. And I'm like, this is the theme of the night. This reminds me of you. So everything, right? There was one about chicken tetrazzini. He's leaving me because she likes his chicken tetrazzini. And I'm like, oh, I forgot how great that show used to be.
It was good.
It was so good.
It was really good. Now it's being hosted by another comedian / actress, Jade Kata Prada.
It's not quite as good.
I haven't watched it.
No, so I've watched it a couple times. I don't know if it's the writing or if it's the shows. Because when Joe McHale did it, even though there was like a ton of reality shows and they were so crappy, it seemed to be funny.
Really?
Yeah. Right? Like, I loved it so much. And I don't know.
The old soup is funny, though.
Yeah, the original.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
He's right? A funny guy, that
He's
Joe
a
McHale.
Funny guy. He's a funny guy.
Okay, so what's not funny is those deputies who took pictures of the accident scene of Kobe Bryant.
Eight of them. Right.
Yeah. And his wife is now suing.
And so she should, right?
Yeah.
She should.
Because didn't they share the pictures?
Yeah. They were passed around.
That's nasty.
Why are you taking pictures of
that?
You're doing it because Kobe Bryant died in a plane crash.
That's horrible.
Right? Like,
it's bad enough that he passed.
Like, you know, that's like, it's things like that that make me shake my head. And I just think, God, like, that's like humans at their worst.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a bunch of deputies in charge of a crime scene. Mm-hmm. But the difference, they say, is that the reason why they may not get fired is because it's illegal to take pictures of a crime scene, but it hadn't been declared a crime scene because no crime had been committed, right?
Oh,
it was an accident.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the loophole.
Really?
Why it was okay to take pictures.
But no, why?
If you have morals, it's not okay to take pictures of dead people that died in an accident.
So is it a legal suit or is it a civil suit then?
I guess so, probably, yeah.
Shoot.
Right? And she don't need the money. I think it's on principle.
I think it is on principle.
Right? And so it should be.
It's because her daughter also passed away in that.
Yeah, and her daughter was young.
And everyone else that
and
was
all the
in
other
the
people,
helicopter.
Right? Why are you taking pictures of dead people in an accident?
Ugh.
Right? That's disgusting.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's bad.
Blech. That's right? Voyeurism at its worst, I think.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got something else.
Okay, what?
Is there another Duggar counting or courting counting?
There is.
Courting.
It starts with a J and it's a dude.
Oh, the dude's
it's
courting.
It's a dude J. I don't know if it's like Justin.
Jebediah.
Jambalaya. Juice. I don't know which one.
Okay.
But it's J.
How many? Okay. Sorry. How many did they have?
19 and counting.
Okay. So maybe that's why I thought counting instead of courting.
Yeah.
Okay. How many more kids? Because they're not that old yet, some of them.
No, but they can start at like 18.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Right? And then they're all going to have babies.
And everyone else is going to have babies.
They're just going to be just Duggars galore.
Yeah.
Forever. Okay. They're kind of like groundhogs. Right? They just kind of pop up. And, oh, look at that. More of them, right?
Oh my God.
They're kind of like groundhogs. But I'm not Lady Gaga. Nobody gives a shit what I think.
Right?
I can say whatever I want. Nobody cares.
No, nobody cares.
Right? That's the beauty. That's the difference between being a big celebrity and being Lisa.
That's true.
Right there, right?
True that.
Samantha, this is what I've been thinking. I think we need to update our squad.
Oh, my God.
I'm not happy with our squad. Are you happy with our squad?
I think I'm okay with it. Why? What's your problem?
I feel we need to freshen it up.
And what would you like to do?
I don't know what I'd like to do. I just think, it seems stale.
Great. Let's kick out the queen.
We're never kicking out the queen because she's barely even there.
Okay. Anne Murray, gone.
Stays.
No.
Anne Murray stays.
No.
Why can't
she hasn't done anything.
She doesn't need to do anything.
Okay. We're keeping Pink.
Fine.
And Adele.
Okay. But here's the thing with Adele, right? Adele don't care about us.
Pink doesn't care about us.
I think Pink would care more. I think Pink would care more than Adele.
Okay, fine. No Adele.
No Adele. No.
And if we have to keep two of those, Kelly Clarkson gets to stay.
Only if she stays at home. She can't come on the road. She can't come in the bus. She has to stay at home. She goes back home, she can stay.
Fine.
Right?
Okay, so I think we should add Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
I want them.
Yeah.
Get rid of James Corden.
Okay.
Let's kick him to the
okay,
curb.
We're kicking him.
He hasn't done anything for
I
us.
Think Kelly and Ryan are doing really well in the studio.
Yeah, they're fine in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take
they're
them.
They're the only ones really fine in the studio.
Right? They have a good chemistry.
They have a really good chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. do. Yeah.
So let's take them on.
Okay, take them.
Okay. So we have to keep the Queen.
Yeah.
We have to keep Anne Murray.
I think we have to keep Jan.
We'll keep Jan Arden.
Yeah.
We'll keep Pink.
Pink.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
And Ryan Seacrest.
They come as a duo.
They come as a two-pack. I think that's it.
That's it.
I think that's all.
I think we're good.
Right?
Okay.
I think we just need to have updated.
Okay.
Right?
We've renewed.
And if Mark Consuelos wants to make the odd appearance.
As long as he's shirtless.
As long as he's shirtless and cleaning the bus, that's fine. Right? Every bus needs to be cleaned. Right?
And as long as he's shirtless, we don't care.
Sure, he has to be shirtless. Smiling. Right? You gotta see those shiny whites. Right? Exactly. That's how I feel.
Oh my God.
That's what I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Can you... I don't know why I thought of this, but remember the old cigarette machines?
Remember them? I used to, like, when we go on family vacations, that was the big prize, is if we could take the money and go and buy the cigarettes for mom and dad, right? Because you'd put your coins in,
oh
and then
God.
You'd pull on the thing, and uh-huh. it would drop a pack of smokes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was cool.
I wonder whatever happened to them.
I don't know. I think smoking became illegal.
It did?
Right.
But then, like, what happened to all those machines? Did they go to, like... cigarette machine heaven?
I don't know. You know, it's
sometimes get squashed.
Sometimes you can watch. There's a show on I don't know what channel, but it's like pickers, and like it's
American Pickers.
Yeah, American Pickers, and sometimes they find shit like that in those places. Like people buy them.
You should get one, but load it up with candy.
That would be kind of cool. It's like a candy machine at home, right? Not enough candy.
Mike, I need a quarter.
Yeah, there's just not enough candy. I need to get. You got a quarter? Right.
Okay, but you mentioned cinnamon flavored toothpicks last week.
I did. On the
I forgot
on the Thursday.
That was a big deal.
That was a big
when
deal.
When we were kids.
They were yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I would chew them.
Yeah.
To get all the cinnamon
all
out.
All the cinnamon out. And you got like a lot in a pack. Right? It was like a good deal for like a dime. Yeah. Isn't that so funny? Hey,
oh
all these kids in the 80s chewing on Cinnastics.
Yeah. But really probably treating it like a cigarette.
Yeah.
Because that's...
I mean, that and the Popeyes.
Yeah, and the Popeyes.
Right? With the fake little orange part at the bottom, at the end of it, right? They made it look like I smoked too. Right? It came in like the little pack and you could roll them up in your sleeve. Right? Like a hood would from the 70s.
Oh my God, like your Fonzie.
Right? Just like your Fonzie. Yeah. Only it's Popeyes.
Oh my God.
Isn't that funny, right? That'd be like, you know, it's like those, yeah, like any candy that like now would be a forbidden thing. Like you could never mimic cigarette candy now.
No.
Right? Because cigarettes are bad.
Cigarettes are bad.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are bad.
That's so funny. You know what? The other thing too is, do you remember you used to be able to get the chocolate, the liquor bottles?
Yes.
And it had the chocolates in it? Or the booze in it, but not real booze? Remember there was those?
Oh my God.
That's something that always amazed me. You know what else? I think I was thinking about this the other day. Chocolate covered cherries. Who still eats them?
Not me. I never ate them.
Did anybody
them.
Ever
disgusting.
Eat them?
I kicked cherry pie to the curb.
No, but it's not even cherry pie.
No, it's disgusting.
And then the cherry blossom.
No.
Remember that?
Yes, but ugh.
That's just gross.
It is gross.
But don't you remember people would like buy a box of chocolate covered cherries?
Yes, because people like that stuff.
Well, what's to like?
I have no idea.
I don't get it either.
I always thought they tasted like cough syrup.
Yeah, they just were never good.
No.
They were never
they
good.
Were never
they
good.
Were never, ever, ever good.
No.
So, okay. So, speaking of chocolate bars, the top five chocolate bars in Canada, according to Twitter, Coffee Crisp. It was actually trending on Twitter yesterday.
Trending.
And
wow.
I love Coffee Crisp.
Okay.
You're not a fan. Mm. Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, O. Henry, Bounty, and Reese's.
I disagree.
With which one?
All of them.
All of them.
I wouldn't put any of them in my top five.
What would you put?
I would put Eat More.
Yes.
I would put a... okay, I would keep Bounty, maybe, because it's coconut and I don't mind coconut.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably have a Mars bar in there. I would probably have the Wonder Bar. Ugh. That was really good because I like the gushy toffee in the middle.
Taste. I hate that.
No, it's yummy. What else? How many more do I need?
You need one more.
I can't remember. But I'm not really but my number one would be an Eat More.
My number one would be a Coffee Crisp.
Apparently I'm not trending.
No, you're not trending. I like an Eat More too. Not so much now with my fake teeth.
But you know what's not on here?
What?
Is your Aero bars.
No, Aero's not on there.
Aero's not even on there.
No.
Nobody and you cares. Like the mint ones.
I like the mint one.
Your dairy milk's not even on here.
Jersey milk.
Isn't it the same thing?
No. They're two different.
Okay.
Jersey milk is different than
the dairy Jersey milk. Milk's the white one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not even on here.
Mm-hmm. That's my all-time number one is Jersey milk and then Coffee Crisp.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm talking to Jersey on the phone the other day and he's like listing off all the combinations of Halloween chocolate he would eat together.
He would eat together.
he was naming them all, and then I would do the da 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 da, and I'm just like, holy shit!
That's really?
Like, it's like some dedication to like
wow.
what you would put
to,
together.
To mini chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because it was like there was like I think there was like a kid. No, did you say Kit Kat? He said something like Crackle.
Oh, that's a big one in the States.
Yeah, and then he asked me about Take Five.
No, we don't have that here.
I thought we did.
Take Five. Never heard of it.
I thought I saw that at Pine and Fancy.
No. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
But anyways, it was a funny conversation because he, like you, he also is very particular about the combinations of chocolate.
Yes, and I get mad at the how they decide.
What goes in,
right? Because unless it's a super fresh pack, O. Henry shouldn't be in it. Because if it's not brand new fresh, that O. Henry is not edible.
It's not edible.
It's too hard. Right?
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
All I thought was, you're so much like Lisa right now in this moment. And this will come as a surprise to you. Sorry, Jersey.
Very particular.
Yes,
right?
You are.
Remember when we would go to buy something and be
it
needs to have this and this.
Yeah.
I'm not the one, make sure there's no Mr. Big.
No.
I don't want a Mr. Big. I don't want the nibs. Right? Yeah. I know. I'm particular.
You got problems.
That's funny.
Okay. But speaking of food.
Yeah.
Because this is what we do now.
That's what we do now.
Fall foods. What is on the menu to fatten us up for winter hibernation?
All right. What do we got?
OMG. What don't I have?
What don't you have? You have a very, very big list.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
You know it's hitting there.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
A lot of them I'm agreeing with you, so I'm not.
Stuffing. Hello, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. You got to have stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have stuffing.
Soup and homemade buns. That's happening.
It can now.
Mom's starting to make borscht now, too.
I could make buns.
No, you can't.
With the Pillsbury?
No, well, potentially,
yes. The flaky buns?
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
But she's making borscht, which is good.
I don't understand borscht.
You don't have to.
I don't want to.
No. Any potatoes, literally.
I don't agree with any potatoes. I think let's see the scallops. We need to see the scallop potato in the fall.
I don't know why.
I don't think scallop potatoes should ever be any other season but fall and winter.
Well, it's very heavy.
It's heavy. Yes. But all potatoes are heavy.
Yes. Yeah. Lasagna.
Yes.
Lasagna.
We actually had lasagna the other night.
Oh, yeah. That's very lovely.
I know.
Roast and roasted carrots.
Yes.
Because I believe in my world, the only time I will ever eat a carrot is in or with a roast.
Yeah, you're weird.
They've
that
cooked
way.
With a roast. I hate carrots any other way.
Yeah.
Don't make me. I won't.
Yeah. You won't do it.
Nope.
No. I've seen.
I can't.
I've seen.
I can't.
You want nothing to do with them.
No. And now I go to my heritage, pierogies and farmer's sausage.
I don't understand pierogies. God.
I love pierogies.
Like the sliminess of
no,
them?
No, you can fry them if you want, but really pierogies in general are just delightful.
Everybody says you can fry them if you want, but you wouldn't is what they say.
Well, you can fry them with onions if you want.
But would you?
I don't have to eat them that way. I like pierogies just the way they're boiled.
It's a slimy, boiled
they're
way.
They're not slimy.
They're slimy.
They're great with sour cream.
And why farmer sausage only in the fall and the winter?
No, we eat farmer sausage all the time, but like it makes a bigger appearance in the fall
a
and winter.
A bigger appearance?
Yeah.
Hmm. Then it makes me think there should be sauerkraut.
Oh, that would be lovely.
That would be nice.
I should add that to my list of fun things.
Bring it in.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
And basically, right now, anything that my mother makes, I'm in for. I'm doing it. It's happening.
You know what? So my food, everybody always talks and makes it seem like, so I'm like ridiculous with all my food demands, and I'm not, right? It's very simple. I just think that heavier food comes in,
mm-hmm.
lighter food goes out. And speaking of that, again, also the other thing I noticed that got bought from groceries that wasn't on the list, and I make the list, macaroni salad. Why is it in the fridge? Why do we have it? After 20 years, you know the rules. Right? You know, we ate the rest of the potato salad like mad people. over Labor Day because we're moving into fall.
Oh my God. Maybe he just wants the macaroni salad because sometimes, Lisa, it's about him, not you.
I don't think when it comes to groceries, Michael will just eat whatever. Right? So I think then he just starts messing with me.
Oh my God.
I know. And I'm
like, oh my God.
Why are we doing this? Why?
But you're right. I mean, it's funny that we make fun of you about eating certain foods, yeah. But really, honestly, as a whole, I'm sure we all eat lighter in the summer and we tend to go heavier in the fall and
right?
winter.
We do more stews and, right?
Oh, mom's probably going to make a stew dumplings.
And chili.
Oh my God. Chili's making a comeback.
Those are all fall and winter things.
I look very forward to fall.
Right? And that will help you that will help to keep your spelt self in place intact, Samantha.
Run, pig, run.
Run, pig, run. Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes we do talk a lot about food.
We do.
But you know what? We love food.
You know what? Don't send us a message saying we talk about food too much. Because you know what? God bless you for sending a message, but I don't care.
No, because
I don't care.
Guess what? It's important in our life.
It is.
Right? Right?
And we're always going to talk about food.
Yeah. And I think we need more schnitzel. There needs to be more schnitzel in the world.
The schnitzel.
Yeah, more schnitzel.
You need chicken parm in your life.
I need some chicken parm in my life.
Oh, because you like that. I don't like that.
I like that. I love a good chicken parm.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You've never really found a good one. Oh my God, we are so picky.
I know, right? I've never found a good one. Right? I know, right? We completely...
We are so picky.
What did I say to you earlier? I said, like the more things change, the more things stay the same. We went for lunch. We picked up lunch where we left off, hating it. Right? And complaining about it. That's what we did.
Well, because we went to Montana. I mean, you know what? I you can't knock them. The waitress was lovely.
She
was. The service was great. The food was a little not...
No,
like where it should be for the amount of money that you pay for it.
Yeah, it was not that good.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Sorry.
But we did not take it out on the waitress because it was not her fault.
No.
Every time she asked us how things were, we said great.
And every time we said great.
Because, I mean, it's even if we had said it was off, it wasn't worth sending it back.
Sometimes, you know what, it's not worth complaining.
No.
Right? Sometimes that's what we need.
But here we are complaining.
But again, we're not Lady Gaga, right? But here's the difference.
Oh, the irony.
In 2020, we could name it something different, right?
Oh, okay. What are we naming it?
We could just complain it to yourself. We complain it to ourselves, right? We complain it to ourselves, right?
Oh, my God.
It serves no benefit to us to tell the poor waitress who's just trying to do her job.
She's just trying to do her
that
job.
That the food was meh.
Meh.
Lower than meh.
Yeah. Because she didn't make the food.
She didn't make the food. She brought the food. She brought the food perfectly.
Yes.
Right?
She did.
You know? That we don't have a problem.
No.
So sometimes we just need to complain it to ourselves in 2020.
In 2020.
Complain it to
yourself. In 2020, everything gets a name.
Everything gets a name. Everything gets a name, right? And it's used. We use that name.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Lisa.
Samantha.
Do you got a nice shake my head?
I do have a nice shake my head. Okay. It's about pushy car salespeople.
Uh-oh.
Right? The guy we had was not pushy.
No.
However, when we went to look at a different car lot, pushy. Right? He asked, they always ask, do you have like a budget in mind?
Mm-hmm.
We gave him our ballpark, our here to here, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we told him that that's just the two of us. We don't have kids. So we're just looking for like, you know, something a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. And first thing he starts doing is trying to sell us on why an SUV would be more beneficial.
Oh, good God.
Okay, guess what? Did you not turn your listening ears on?
Uh-oh.
Because it's not more beneficial for us. And we've already said right off the bat. And the SUV does not fall into our from here to here.
No.
Nowhere near from here to here was our SUV.
Nope.
And it just made me shake my head because I'm like, number one, he's not listening. Number two, I get that you make more money by selling a more expensive vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I get that, right? But in this day and age, we should just be thankful to be making some money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now you're very pushy and a million reasons why this is better than this when I haven't even got to see what I originally wanted to look at.
Hmm.
So I shake my head.
And I mean, SUVs are great for people who are hauling things and have multiple people in the back and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But when it's just two people or one person, your car does not need to be gigantic.
Right? Well, it's just not what we needed, right? We have no, right? We don't need it. Right? The groceries can go in a trunk. That's really the
Oh my
extent.
God, the trunk opens!
That was our thing, right? We're looking for a car with a trunk and does it open. Right? That's where we're starting,
Everything
right?
Else
and
is
it was so
secondary.
Funny, right? Mike had his jeans on and he had his black running shoes and his golf shirt tucked in. I'm like, oh, we're getting dressed up, are we, Kay? I had on like my camo, I had on my camo capris and my big t-shirt, and I'm like, I guess I better change into my jeans. Apparently we're getting dressed up. The tall man, he's got a shirt tucked in. And it's got no stains on it. It's clean. All I thought was if this was the winter, you'd be in a plaid long sleeve shirt. Right? This is important. This is important, right? Let me go get changed. Right? I think I looked fine.
Yes.
But I didn't look like I was presenting quite
he's
as well.
Tucking.
As,
he's serious.
He's tucking. I need to get pants on because Mike's got tuck and he's not in his old yucky running shoes. He's in his good running shoes.
Oh my God, because he wants to look respectable.
Oh, he brings those out at Christmas.
Oh dear.
Right?
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? I'm like, oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Right? The man is tucking in his shirt. The girl better look her part. Right? I took my purse. I didn't even take my day bag. I'm like, Mike's like, you ready to go? I'm just going to transfer my four things into my purse. Because I think this is a purse. Okay. You're tucking in your shirt and got a belt on. I think I'm taking my purse, not my lunch bag.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, stop.
Right? We should have gone to the Walmart and got pictures taken after, right?
Oh my God.
My goodness. Right? That's fancy. Right?
Oh my God.
Went to the
so
Dairy
funny.
Queen for lunch and everything.
Oh my God. It was a special occasion.
It was a special occasion. We're really not trash. We're really not trashy folk.
Oh my God.
It was
so
funny. I know, right?
Oh my God.
I'm like, look at you looking as cute as a button, right?
Oh my God.
Right? I tell ya. So crazy.
Oh my God.
Samantha, what about you? You haven't I shake my head? Maybe my I shake my head might have been my husband's shirt tucked in. Right? Are the women selling the cars at the car lot now? Right? Why are you looking like a tall, cool drink here? Right?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Okay. Well, mine, and the weather is again doing it to me. Every morning I've woken up this week, it has been raining.
Yeah.
And then it fools me and it gets really warm.
Today too.
Yes.
Right? You're in a sweater.
I'm in a sweater and I'm like hot.
I'm in shorts.
And I'm in like closed-toed shoes and I shouldn't be.
Nope.
Because it's hot. Because
it's warm.
I'm like, okay, is it coat weather? Is it sock weather? Is it my winter quilt weather? I'm so confused.
It doesn't know.
I'm confused, and now I'm annoyed by the inconsistency of it all.
Right? It's like the morning starts off as something, but you can't really decide till like lunchtime.
I love fall, but right now I really hate you because
right? It needs to make up your mind.
Why do I forget every year that it's gonna be nice by the time you get home?
Right, that's the whole thing, right? When I used to take the bus to the work, I'm like, I'm not taking a coat. I can tough it out because I know when I leave, it's gonna be hot. Right?
I can tough it out.
You can tough it out.
Oh my God! Like, because in the morning it was gross and raining,
yeah.
And it had there was clouds. Now there's not a cloud to be had.
And now it's beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah. So crazy.
Shake my head at fall.
Yeah, shake your head at fall.
I love
sure.
you. You make pretty trees of leaves and things,
yeah.
But seriously.
You gotta be consistent. Pick a temperature.
Warn a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
All right. Topic for next week. Do we need to even think anymore? Is thinking obsolete?
Can't wait. I can't wait. Right? So excited.
You let me pick.
Yeah, I did.
We'd like to thank John, as always, for helping us out immensely every week. And he does our audio perfectly and beautifully so that you guys can listen to it without us having weird noises and screechy voices.
Yeah. Weird noises from the car. Because yeah. We're in the car this week.
We're in the car this week.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check us out. We're having so much fun on Facebook. Let's try and transfer that to Instagram.
We're gonna try. I don't know how you conquer Instagram.
I don't know.
All we can do is just keep trying, Samantha.
We can just try.
Right? Some point somebody's gonna comment.
Exactly.
Right?
All right,
Samantha, guess what?
What?
Always a pleasure.
That should be.
The podcast that you just enjoyed is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts, visit lowtreestudios.com.